All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, the big day is almost here, and of course, I am referring to Super Bowl number 50. Now, it is set to take place this Sunday evening at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, and it will pit the Carolina Panthers, the champions of the National Football Conference, seeking their first Super Bowl championship in franchise history while they are making their second trip to the big game, and they will be facing the Denver Broncos, the champions of the American Football Conference, who are making their record-tying eighth appearance in the big game, and the Broncos are looking for their third championship in franchise history. Now, we've heard all of the hoopla leading up to this game, all of the gossip, this, that, and the third. But the bottom line is, the game is still played between the white lines. And with that said, this is my pick for Super Bowl number 50 that'll take place this Sunday. Now, you look at the keys to the game for Carolina, and you look at the Panthers. They are a team. They went 15-1 in the regular season. Their only blemish was late in the year when they lost on the road to the Atlanta Falcons, and that was after winning their first 14 games of the season. Now, you look at Carolina, first and foremost, they love to run the football with running back Jonathan Stewart and, of course, quarterback Cam Newton. But as Cam Newton has progressed this year, and more than likely he will and should be the NFL's MVP, he has become more deadly in the pocket with his arm and his vision. So I look for the Denver Broncos first and foremost. They have to find a way to stop this Carolina running game and make Newton beat them solely with his arm. Now, you look at Carolina's wide receivers this year, they're not the best in the world. You look at Philly Brown, and you also look at Jericho Cottry and Ted Ginn. Not household names that are going to wow you, but the bottom line is they know where to be at the right time, and a lot of what they're able to do is predicated off of Carolina's ability to run the football. Now, defensively for Carolina, they're going to look to put a ton of pressure on Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. Now, you look at the way that this Broncos team has rallied around Manning since he came back into the lineup, and right now everybody's clicking on all cylinders if you're the Broncos. For Denver, though, they can't get too nostalgic with the fact that Peyton Manning is back there under center for them at quarterback. More than likely, this is going to be his last game in the National Football League. I doubt him coming back for the 2016 NFL season. And the Broncos are going to want to send him off on the right foot, just like this organization did John Elway many moons ago in Super Bowl number 33. I look at it like this. For the Broncos offense, they have to run the football early and often. Peyton Manning is at the point in his career where his arm is not going to go out there and consistently get it done. As long as he can attempt 20 to 25 passes in this game, the Denver Broncos have a legit chance to win. But the bottom line is, if Denver starts throwing the football more than that, that means that they're going to be in trouble, because you look at this Carolina defense, most notably their front four led by Charles Johnson and Star Lotulelei, they are going to tee off and put pressure on Manning. You look at an opportunistic back seven of this Carolina Panthers defense led by linebacker Luke Kuechly, and of course, cornerback Josh Norman and safety Roman Harper. They're going to go out there and they're going to do whatever it takes to get interceptions from Manning, because you look at this Panthers team and they have led the world this year in takeaways. Not only takeaways, but takeaways that result in touchdowns. And that's big for what they want to do defensively. Defensively for the Denver Broncos, they have to go out there and keep Cam Newton in the pocket, because if Cam Newton gets outside of the pocket, it's going to be a big-time problem for the Denver Broncos, which means that Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, an outside linebacker in this 34 defense, along with rookie Shane Ray, are going to have to keep contained, and not only keep contained, but sack Cam Newton and they have to go out there and simply find a way
to frustrate them. You look at the head coaches in this one. Both of them have played in the Super Bowl before, and both of them are looking to join a short list of men who have not only played in the Super Bowl and won, but also won as a head coach. You look at Mike Ditka. Of course, he won in Super Bowl VI as a player with the Dallas Cowboys, and he would go on to win Super Bowl XX as a head coach of the Chicago Bears. One of his linebackers in that game was Ron Rivera. Now you look at Gary Kubiak. Gary Kubiak for many years was the backup quarterback for John Elway and the Denver Broncos. He was not a part of the team when they finally won the Super Bowl in Super Bowl number 32, but Kubiak knows what it does take to get to the Super Bowl. I look at this game like this. First and foremost, the electricity is going to be enormous. And this one, I think you're going to have two proud franchises that are going to go out there and leave it all on the line. I look at a guy in Cam Newton that wants to go out there and shed the image of just him being a scrambling quarterback. He's had to listen to all of the crap this week, whether it be, you know, about him being a black quarterback, as far as him celebrating this, that, and the third. And I think that's going to add some fuel to his fire this week in the big game. Along with that, I think the Denver Broncos are going to go out there and give a spirited effort. Why? Because they want to make sure that Peyton Manning's career ends on the right note. And with that said, I think we are going to be set for a very exciting football game. But I think Carolina finds a way to pull away in the fourth quarter and win their first Super Bowl championship in franchise history by the score of 30-20. But like I said, it is going to be an action-packed 50th edition of the Super Bowl. So folks, that's my pick for the big game. And as always, I want to take this time to thank all of you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the action from Super Bowl number 50. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy all of your Super Bowl festivities this weekend.